I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
So I think this is the thing that I love about this week's episode of Hey Spirit, is that anyone listening, that I want them to take away from this experience with Char today, is that even when we are at our darkest times or things are the toughest and we sit back and we say, why is this happening? How could this be happening? I was looking forward to this or doing this, or maybe even someone does pass away. There's a bigger picture. And things truly do happen for a reason. And that will be validated through Char's loved ones today. I hope you will enjoy this week's episode of Hey Spirit.
You actually won this, Char?
No.
She wasn't a winner?
She was a postponement.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Your reading got postponed. And some knucklehead wouldn't switch with you or something.
That's right. That's right.
Rude.
That's right.
Rude. Like, who does that? I don't care. Like, if someone's like, oh, I have to post, like, come on. Come on. Be a good person. Be a sport, right? Like, be nice to people.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy, right? That you remember that. But yes.
I remember it because I remember Victoria being so upset in saying, oh my God, this woman, she's the sweetest thing. I don't know what it was, but she was like, she had like an emergency, like she had to switch. And the person wouldn't switch with her.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So I was like, well, you know what? This is what I always say, Char. Just taking my hormones because I am in the menopause. So, you know.
You look beautiful.
Oh, you're very sweet.
It's
thank you. So
unreal
do you.
Unreal to meet you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I'm a firm believer in this. Like, things truly do happen for a reason. Things happen exactly when they're supposed to happen. So for whatever reason, I feel like maybe something will come out in your session today that might not have come up before. Right? So I feel like it's so important. Okay. So I'm very excited to be able to share my gift with you today. So I want to thank you in advance for trusting me with the souls of your departed loved ones. I'm just going to give a little quick speech on how I read, receive my information, and then we just get started. The main thing is, and I say this to everyone, Char, please do not be afraid to speak to me. There's no such thing as an interruption. You're not going to give me anything. You're not going to mess up the reading. It's important because the way souls show me things is through my frame of reference and through my life experience. My life experience has been certainly different than yours. So that's why it's important. And a lot of times I'll say, I don't understand what they're showing me. And then I'll tell you, and you have to place it on how it fits in your life.
I only ask for good things. We want things to help us continue and navigate this crazy world without our loved ones. And more importantly, knowing that there truly is more to life than just here in the physical world.
I'm already emotional.
Oh, it's very, very emotional. I mean, it is something extremely emotional. And to be reconnected with your loved ones and to validate, this is how I'm feeling, that like all your stresses and worries and all your prayers are heard.
Yeah.
We're not to give up. They are heard. I just heard, and who cares what other people think? So I don't know where that came from. I have no idea who just said that to me, but that's literally what I heard. Who cares what other people think? I'm like, okay. So I invite you to the most amazing and beautiful messages from your loved ones today. I am actually going to start with the mom that is departed. So I don't know if this is your mom and or grandmother. Okay. So know that your mom steps forward first. Up. There you go. Those are the signs. There's a sign. Like, didn't even know you had a dog. Yeah. Like, the doorbell didn't ring, right?
No, nothing. Oh, my God.
Nothing. The dog's barking at nothing. The dog's barking at you, Mom. See? Those are the signs that I know that sounds crazy. Yeah, dogs bark. But literally, your mom's like, there's no reason for the dog to be barking.
No, there's not. No. She only barks at doorbells. That's it.
And the doorbell did not ring.
No.
I literally said that to you and the doorbell didn't ring.
No, nothing. It's okay. Come here. You're good. You're a good girl.
What a way for your mom to validate that she's with you.
Unreal.
And more importantly, that she hasn't left you and that she is sorry for everything that you have to endure. And I said to her, I go, were you the one that told me about the prayers? And she said, yes, please tell my daughter, we watch over. I say we because she brings over other souls. There was a father energy that also stepped forward. Is your dad also departed?
It would be her dad.
Okay. Validating that the souls are together, that they're watching over. If those are the souls that you're praying to watch over. Yeah. Do you understand that? Now, who's departed from your husband's side of the family? Because they just moved me to the other side and then they step forward.
Yeah, my ex-husband, but my former father-in-law. Okay.
So know that he steps forward and he says, I want you to know. I find this so interesting because parents do say this to their children. I'm proud of you. And your father-in-law looked at me and said, please tell her how proud I am of her. And I am sorry. She has handled everything in her life with dignity and grace. So know that all of your loved ones are watching over. That, wait, your father-in-law goes, yeah, my son, he's a pain in the ass. We know it. But I feel like listen, everyone is a pain in the butt, right? We all have it, but I feel like it's your father-in-law's way of that he would say that, right? Or say, you know, you're being a butthead.
Uh-huh. That's incredible. That's incredible.
Validating for you that you are not alone. And more importantly, you are being supported from the other side.
Yeah. I still have to help his son, you know.
Yeah. So it's interesting. They then had me start to write son. So they said, please tell her that we watch over the son. So do you have a son?
My son.
And I literally felt like when I looked at your mom, literally she said to me, don't worry, we got this.
Oh,
we got this. So is he ill, your son?
Yeah.
Or you don't think he's getting better? Because they just said to me, he's getting better.
No, he is getting better.
Yeah, because I feel, because we had this conversation of that your reading got postponed.
Yeah.
And I was made to feel like, and you have to interpret this however you can, Char, okay? Your mom's making me feel like back then things might have been at a very tough time.
Uh-huh.
And now things are better. Is that
things
correct?
Things are so much better.
See? So that's why this needed to happen. This is why it was postponed. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like that your mom says it's almost like what you did with your son. It was almost like, I don't know what it is that he has, but she's making me feel like that he's sick. And it's almost like, okay, we don't understand this. Mm-hmm. Fix my son. And mm-hmm. it's almost like I went to this doctor. I went here. I went there. Mm-hmm. I want to try this treatment. I want to do that. I want to do. I am not giving up on my son. And you are not going to tell me that my son is not going to survive this. This is beatable and we are going to beat this. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So now I don't know how to say this or even to use this. Your son have some type of blood disease or blood disorder or like a cancer or leukemia?
It's a brain cancer, brain tumor.
Okay. But why do I feel like it's beatable? So when souls show me, and this is my symbol, when they show me bladder cancer, they make me feel like this is a very treatable cancer. Mm-hmm. Is it because where the tumor is in the brain or the type of brain tumor that he has?
Yeah, the type. The type is very, it's strictly pediatric. And so at some point, this is what I'm told, but of course medical, they give you as much as you can take at a time.
Yes, yes.
And so I was recently learned that typically by the age of 15 or so, these tumors completely stop growing and mm-hmm. they start to reject. It's just a matter of getting through that period.
Well, is he older? Like, well, they showed me the number 8 and then they showed me the number 13 and 14. They threw all these numbers at me. So I don't know what this is. I don't know if these are stages of where he's going to be improving.
I don't know. He just turned 12. His birthday was literally like 2 days ago. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So how do you connect with the number 8? Was he 8 when this was diagnosed, or can you connect with the month of August? Or is it 8 years that, or 8 months that we're battling this?
It's been 2 years and the number 8. So my daughter was born in August. My sister is also born in August.
Okay. That's fine, because they literally had me then write 13 and 4. Like, I feel like we're going to pass this. So, but I felt like it had to be connected with ages. So I felt like he was going to achieve these ages, surpass these ages. Do you understand that?
Okay.
They just told me that the tumors are shrinking. Is that correct?
I hope so. Right now
they show me that they're not growing. Are there 3 of them, or how do you connect with 3?
Everything in my life is 3s.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I'll accept it. Look, I'm just asking to validate that.
I have 3 children.
This is how I feel, Char, is it's life. We are all going to die. But parents are not supposed to bury their children. It's like everyone is like letting your mom do all the work now and do all the talking, because like she's the one that you're going to listen to. And it's almost like she's like, no, we got this. We got this. We're going to beat this. We're going to surpass all of these ages. And then they showed me like tumors, but then they showed me them not growing and they showed me them stabilizing and shrinking.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, estro control makes it easier to manage PMS. So estro control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way estro control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen.
Estrogen Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month. And that just isn't fair. Estrogen Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
Are you guys going on a trip? She just made me feel like he's having a really good week or something.
Oh,
is that correct?
Well, it's his birthday week.
Oh, perfect. So she's like, he's having a really good week.
He is. He's amazing.
So even that's even a better validation right here of how things were postponed to the week of your son's birthday. Validating for you that your mom says, as tough as it is, how scary it is at times. She says, I need you to continue to push forward. And remember and saying, we got this. We're going to surpass this. We're going to have quality of life and quantity. Because she just made me feel like that. I don't know if you had a recent doctor's appointment or there's one coming up, but she made me feel like they were very pleased with the progress.
Yeah,
or
yesterday.
The prognosis.
Yesterday.
What?
Yeah, we just were at an appointment yesterday. Yeah.
You can't make this up.
No.
You cannot. This is God's work. This is divine intervention. Of validating that this is what we want to hold on to. Mm-hmm. No matter how scary things get. But they just keep him showing me climbing this mountain and making it.
Thank God. Yeah.
I don't know how to say this with no disrespect, but it's a freak thing that your son has this. It's not that it's hereditary or that other children, that your other children will have this. It's a freak thing. Your mom told me that your son is the miracle baby.
Yeah. That's unreal.
So she says, I always want you to continue to look at it that God gave you him and all the blessings.
Yeah. He was my NICU baby too. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I just got the chills. Like she was like, he was not supposed to survive. He was not supposed to be here.
Right. That's right.
And there's a part of me, Char, that your mom's making me feel like that your son, like, even feels that, like, how grateful he is for his life. Even though he's going through really tough times, but he has this positive attitude. And it's almost like there are times that he's like, I'm not even sick, Mom. Like, let me do this. I could do this, right?
Oh, all the time now. All the time now.
Because, and you're like, okay, yeah. Just slow it down.
There was a time when he couldn't like walk or talk. Yeah. And so I'm really protective. And my sister said, you know, if he needed a helmet, they would have put one on him. They said, and I said, well, that was harsh. And she said, you need to know that. Just let the boy live. I'm like, okay.
Listen, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard being a parent. Period. But then to have a life-threatening illness is even far more scarier. Mm-hmm. But I love how encouraging your mom is and saying, you know what? We might want to say no to a couple of things, but for the most part, he's so, like, she's showing, and this is just my symbol. Show me, I'm going to the movies with my friends. I'm on my skateboard. I'm doing this. I'm going to ride my bike. I'm going to go here, right?
Yeah.
And your mom goes, and all she hears is every time he asks, and then she goes to say something to me, goes, I know, Mom.
He does.
Yeah. To validate that when he does that, their souls are with you at that exact moment. Loving, guiding, and protecting mm-hmm. as much as they can. And your mom says, you know that. So she says, this experience that you're having, Char, is to validate for you that there is an afterlife and that your loved ones are watching over. And everything that you know and feel and believe, know that it's real. Now, I want to go back to this vacation or trip, because this is just my symbol. When souls show me Disney, it's just my symbol. This doesn't mean you have to go to Disney. Maybe it is specifically Disney, but to me, it's my symbol for a big trip. Is that correct?
We went back in April.
Perfect. So knowing that your loved ones went with you in spirit. Is your mom gone for some time? Because I looked at your mom and she showed me this, like she showed me a separation. So a lot of times when a soul shows me a separation, it could be emotional, geographical, communication, but she made me feel like that this separation was where you feel that she has missed out on so much of your life or what was going on. Mm-hmm. And your mom looked at me and she said, "I died so young, Teresa."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she says, "I want you to look at it in a way of that she needed to go early so she could watch over from heaven."
Yeah, I knew that.
I'm going to share something with you so you realize how, I mean, for you to say that you knew that, like, sent chills through my body. But this is not a coincidence, and this is why I'm going to share this with you. Your session was postponed. It was supposed to happen months ago, right? Wasn't it like months ago, I think?
Yeah, maybe even a year.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, I reached out. It's been almost 2 years, I think, since the first time I called. Yeah.
So I'm going to share this with you because I don't find it a coincidence that just yesterday, A, that it's your son's birthday week, B, that just yesterday you went to the doctor and got this amazing positive report from the doctors. And the symbol that your mom just showed me on why she had to leave the physical world so early is because so she could watch over. So probably about 2 months ago, my assistant, unfortunately, her fiance was killed in a car accident leaving her bridal shower. Today is the day that they were supposed to get married. And her father said to me, her father was in an awful car accident and he never should have survived that accident. And he said to me, "I survived that accident so I could take care of my family. Because of Devin's departure." And the only reason why I shared that with you was because they showed me her dad, which is now has become my symbol for that, and then showed me today. So it's not a coincidence. Like this, I wasn't supposed to work this day. Mm-hmm. So know, and I'm going to say believe, that your mom's departure was so that she could watch over and protect.
Yeah, I felt that. I felt that. She didn't do a great job in life at taking care of me. And so we had a separation from the time I was young. We didn't talk for many, many, many years.
Okay.
And then when I found that she was sick, I went to be with her and sort of make amends and let her pass in peace.
Unbelievable.
And forgiven. And I said to her, like, that I hope she would do a better job of taking care of me and seeing me from the other side.
And your mom said to me that my daughter does not deserve what she's going through. And I know that I could have and should have been a different mother. She said, but I didn't know how. And she said, I told you how grateful I was that you came, but I didn't deserve that. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your mom made me feel like, because I feel like how your mom got sick, it was something, again, like maybe that someone doesn't get at that age or would go that quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your mom's not even gone that long. Is that correct? I mean, she's gone long, but not like, it's not like 20 years.
August 2010. Yeah.
August,
yeah.
Because she's making me feel like that there's a connection with your son. And she told me, she goes, I said, take me so my grandson can survive. But it was a soul thing. Do you understand that? Because she makes me feel like she passed right before he was born or before, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Know that it was a soul thing. That was her soul's journey, was to give her life to watch over your son. So let me ask you this. Now I know why your mom's doing all the talking. Because she needs to prove to you or to validate for you that she has been the mother that you needed her to be in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever said that to someone before.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. Yeah.
Souls have come through and apologized and took responsibility, but it was the way that your mom did it, which was intriguing to me. And your mom was very nonchalant. I'll use the word blunt about her behavior. She says, I was never really given an opportunity to be the person and mom that I needed to be. She says, I take responsibility because I made certain choices in my life that put me in these predicaments, she refers to them as. Does that mm-hmm. make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like she didn't know how to handle certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You have siblings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were they less forgiving?
Yes.
Oh. Because mm-hmm. I just said to your mom, I go, why are you getting, she's getting like fidgety all of a sudden. I'm like, why are you getting so fidgety? And then she said, because her siblings are less forgiving than she was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I feel like, I'm going to say this, and this is a very, very deep statement, and you must be a woman of faith for me to be able to say this to you.
Mm-hmm.
That was a soul thing when your mom said, that was a deal that I made with God. Take me
mm-hmm.
so my grandson can live. And I feel like from the day that your son was conceived, that was the deal. That was the soul's journey. And your mom said that if you did not do what you did, forgave her for you, not for her,
mm-hmm. yeah.
for you, you never would have had the faith and the strength to get through what you're getting through now. So I feel like she's literally, Char, giving your siblings permission not to be as forgiving.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. That's interesting.
And I feel like that was the first non-selfish thing that your mom has done for her children.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
How do you connect with the number 17? Is someone the age of 17 or the 17th of a month? Or can you connect with January and July?
Oh, yeah. My birthday's January. My mom's is July.
So know that your mom says, please accept my apology. because I never apologize to you. Is that correct?
That's true.
She says, please accept my apology for not being the mom that you needed me to be, and more importantly, deserved me to be. And for that, I am sorry. I did not know how to take responsibility and apologize until my soul had to relive your life through my eyes. And I had to feel what it was like not to have a mom that loved and supported me the way that I deserved to be.
Yeah.
She says, and I need you to know that you are twice the woman, mother, daughter, wife that I ever could have been. And she says, please accept my apology. I am not asking for forgiveness because what I did and how I chose to live my life was unacceptable. I am not asking for forgiveness. I am asking you to just acknowledge my apology to you and to know that I am truly sorry. I looked back at your mom and I said, your daughter came and saw you and gave you forgiveness and you didn't apologize to her?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was for me anyway. It was okay.
Hey, how would I know that?
Yeah. It's unreal.
Because you're thinking if someone is especially on their deathbed and someone comes and says, mm-hmm. I forgive you, mm-hmm. that they're going to acknowledge and apologize for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She said nothing.
Yeah. No, she, yeah. She talked, but, you know, we hung out, we talked, but yeah, nothing.
But it wasn't like this.
No, it was not. It wasn't very emotional. I mean, I even had my oldest son and I brought him to meet her because she asked me if I would, and she was shocked and she had no idea that I had children, that I'd gotten married. And she didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what an amazing gift your mom has given you. And it does, and I'm going to be honest, Char, it does stink that she couldn't have done that for you here in the physical world. But what a gift in validating an afterlife, how the soul grows, and more importantly, how much you are loved and supported. And I watched your grandfather step forward. Your dad's still here in the physical world?
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw his dad also is departed.
Correct.
I saw him step forward. The father's, your father-in-law stepping forward. They're all stepping forward. You have a cousin that died? Who yes. was the cousin?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Validate that they all step forward and wanting you to know that they are all supporting you and that you are going to get through this.
Yeah.
And survive.
Couldn't have done it without them. Yeah.
Amazing.
I felt that.
That's amazing. Those moments that you felt so alone, helpless even at times.
Mm-hmm.
But you always turn to your faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you live like by like a creek or like a lake or something?
Yeah. We just moved. Yeah.
What? They just brought me to this like pond or like creek.
It's a pond. Like yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's right. I'm looking at it. It's out my window. Yeah.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful validation. Mm-hmm. That not only that I interpreted everything correctly, but we need to continue to hold on to our faith and to know that your son is the miracle baby and will continue to be that for you and your strength. You have a daughter?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I feel like she's girly, but she's tough.
Yes. Yep.
And that's how I interpret it because they show me like, oh, here she is, this cheerleader, this dancer. But mm-hmm. no. She's out there playing football. Like she will yeah. tackle a boy down.
Oh, yeah. She's very rough and tumble.
We just sold our acreage. I had the kids and we were living on an acreage where, and so she would help me with chicken chores and all of that, and then climb in the dirt, and she'd be wearing her like dance recital dress and doing those crazy things. Yeah.
My God. Oh my God.
Yeah. And we just moved to town and she's like, she kind of misses getting dirty, but she's getting older too. So it's,
Look, was that what your mom was referring to? Was like, you need to set those boundaries and do for you. You had to do that. And whatever the reasoning is, whether if it was a financial, emotional, whatever it is.
All of the above. It just hit me one morning.
Yeah.
And then the very first house I looked at is the one that I'm living in now. Wow. And that was it. I just knew it was the right thing to do. And it just happened very suddenly.
And they made me feel like nothing could have went more perfect. Like the money that you got for your acreage and what you purchased this home for. And it's just, it was absolutely divine intervention.
It was 100%.
Continue to listen to your little Jiminy Cricket or those messages and the signs from your loved one, but more importantly from God, in knowing that you are doing everything and the best mom and woman that anyone could be.
Thank you. Yeah.
This was what an incredible session. Like the way that your mom commanded that space to be able to give you the apology. And I don't think a soul has ever said to me, please accept my apology. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
And can I ask, so there's one, I know they tell you what you need to hear, and I, this has been beautiful and like mind-blowing, amazing. You know, I lost a very good friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like she was the one who said, who cares what they think anyway, or whatever.
I think that's, was she like a sister to you? Was she like your sister?
Yeah.
Because I saw her earlier in the reading, but she kind of stepped back.
Sure.
Because she knew what you needed to hear from your mom. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And absolutely was her. Was she like a fashionista or something? Because she stepped forward and I said, I need you to validate that you were here the whole time and that is you. That was like, you don't listen to nobody. Like, you do you, girl. And she changed her outfit like four times. Like, she had on the bell bottoms and then it was the skinny jeans and then it was, but she always looked like perfection.
Yeah.
So know that whatever it is that you felt that could be her, know that that was your sister. I'm saying sister, but your friend, because that's how she made me feel.
Yeah.
Do you still have a piece of jewelry of hers or something that you have from a long time ago?
Yeah, I do. Right behind me was her. Yeah. It's like an 8th grade art project that she did and I wanted. And yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, and there's the number 8 again.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. 8th grade art project.
Wow. Oh my God. That's amazing.
Which is crazy. We were like 15 or 16. And I said, you know, I just love that. It's this wooden heart and it says Denise swings on it. And I said,
oh,
I just love that.
God.
And she said, well, then take it now. Cause you know, when I die, all my stuff's going to be so important. And nobody's going to let you have it. So if you want it, you take it today. And I was like, well, don't be ridiculous. You know, you're going to live forever. And of course, that wasn't the case.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Do you connect with things with her? She says the fly that's in your house. Yeah. Know that that's her.
That's just, yeah, that's funny because they were all dead. And then this one showed up this morning and I thought, God bless, like this fly is going to end up landing on my face during this thing. Yeah.
I have to tell you, to validate, I asked her to validate it and then the fly came back because the fly was so in the funny. Beginning. Am I right? I yes. saw her in the beginning of the reading.
Yeah.
I have not seen the fly the entire time.
No. And then it came back.
Yes. To validate that that's her. Not that she's the fly. It's her energy, her soul that is getting us to notice it at that exact moment.
Unreal. And now I have chills.
Yeah. That's amazing. So know that your loved ones continue to watch over, love, guide, and protect you. Your girlfriend just said to me that you see her, you feel her, like she actually came to you and told you that your son was going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, she visits me in dreams often, which again, it's stupid not stuff common. We talked about when we were kids, that if she died before me, that she would haunt my dreams, and she does. And she told me she would be here today with you. She said, I'll go with you. She said, I'll go with you.
And she did. And she allowed what needed to happen. You look lighter. You literally look lighter. It's different. It's when I say that to someone, it's in their eyes that I could, it's almost like I see the spark. I see the, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for what's next. I'm ready for what God is going to place in my path. I am ready. We got this. And know that she will never leave your side. None of your loved ones will.
And like the time's on the clock, and I've heard you talk yep. about this with others. Mm-hmm. I watch your podcast or watch it, listen yeah. to it all the time and all your shows. But there are times when it feels like it's harassing me. Like it's literally from 10:10 until 5:55. Like every hour of the day that has a time that can be a duplicate, it just seems like it intensifies at different times.
This is what she told me. Your friend told me. She says because we're giving you that continued strength throughout that day. Think Aww. About it. The days okay. that you're seeing that are the days that you need that. Yeah. So, and again, it's not there. And I'm going to say this. It's not just one soul. That's why you, because I just said, oh, that, I go, what is it? Why does it have to be every hour? And then all of a sudden, all the souls started stepping forward. So
there's
it's
so
almost
many.
Like, yes. Yeah. So it's almost like you might look at the clock and it might be 10:10 and you might think of your father-in-law, or then it might be 11:11. And then
yes.
you might think of your friend. You might see 12:12 and think of your grandfather. Like, so whatever it is, it's not because this, she is so annoyed that you said it was harassment. She goes, harassment. She goes, are you kidding me? She goes, we're giving you the strength and the signs.
Oh, I love her so much. I miss her.
I love that.
She
I love
was
that.
Loud and sarcastic yep. and so much fun. And I miss her.
Oh my God. Yeah. But I feel like you still feel like she hasn't left you because she's always right beside you. So know that every visitation that you have from her, know that that is her soul comforting you. And I'm going to say she played a big part in what your mom said to you today. I said to her, I go, I watched you all step forward. And then when your mom talked, everyone kind of stepped back. And she said to me, because this is what she needed.
Beautiful.
Amazing.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Amazing. Well, don't thank me. Thank your loved ones. They're the ones that did it.
I want to thank you for trusting me with the souls of your loved ones and for allowing me to share my gift with you today on this very special day and where things truly do happen for a reason. So know that I will continue to keep you and your children in my prayers. God bless.
Thank you.
Oh, amazing. Hi, my name is Shar, and I am from South Dakota. I learned about Teresa from years of watching her television shows and then more recently listening to her podcast. And I reached out to the hotline number on the podcast about 2 years ago and was selected for a reading. I was really looking forward to hearing from my mom and also my best friend who passed years ago. They both came through today with some amazing messages and insights and helped me to understand all of the ways that they have supported me through the last several years. The messages that came through today were really special for me because since my son's diagnosis, I have had much more interaction with my faith and with spirit. Just knowing that all of the signs and the symbols and the dreams, the support that I've been feeling, knowing that that was all real, it's really life-changing. When Teresa said that my mom had told her, you know, we've got this, spirit's got this one, that I don't need to worry with respect to my son's diagnosis, it really resounded with me. Because the day that his father and I found out that he had this brain tumor, of course, we were shattered. And when I looked up at the room number that he was in, it was 1919. And I looked at the clock on the wall and it said 1111. I just looked at my son's dad and I said, you know, I think we're going to be okay. I feel like spirit's got this. And all that we have to do is support that and support him and be there. And we're going to get through this and it's going to be fine. It's going to be okay. Just the coolest thing to know that what I felt that morning and what Teresa said today just shows that, yeah, they actually were there and they've been there the whole time. Now that I've had this reading, I feel really good. I feel confident that I'm doing the right things for my family and for my children. She talked about my recent move and how that was also some divine intervention. And I believed that it was. And she talked about how, you know, this is the time for me to really focus in and do for me and do for my kids and to stack up our life so that we can really live it to the fullest. And that we know that some of these hard things, we can hand it to spirit and they've got this, they've got us. They're there. The only thing that I could add is what everybody else says. I mean, Teresa, just beautiful. I love seeing her and her hair and her nails and her great smile, her awesome humor. It was just unreal. It's just been an awesome experience. I just love you guys. So thank you all.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.